Hey there. For those who are new to the Center for Lit podcast network and may not recognize my voice, my name is Emily Andrews. I am an associate director at the Center for Literary Education, which we fondly refer to as Center for Lit. One of my favorite jobs at Center for Lit is overseeing the book list for our Pelican Book Club, an exclusive bi-weekly book discussion we host online for members of our Pelican Society. There's nothing I love better than putting together a good book list. Looking over the coming year and seeing the books we'll be reading makes me giddy. But every year, I encounter the same problem over and over again. It's true for my local in-person book club as well. The problem is this. When you're choosing books to read with a group, you find yourself having to pick books under a certain length. With most book clubs, you're looking to make your way through several titles. You want to make progress. And of course you do. Time is limited. And at least with our members, we want to encounter a wide variety of authors and subjects and genres. But this inevitably means that some of the greatest works of literature never make it onto our book list. Les Mis, Anna Karenina, Moby Dick. Especially if we want to take our time and actually enjoy discussing these works, it would take a year and a half or 2 years to finish. And it would make it very hard for new members of our Pelican Society to jump in. Enter How to Eat an Elephant. A new podcast from the Center for Lit podcast network. In this show, we're going to be taking our time and working through some of those longer works in the literary canon. It's a new kind of book club. A little book club for large books. We're launching our first episode on Wednesday, August 5th, at which point we'll announce our first title and the reading schedule for the next couple of months. So be sure to subscribe to our new channel wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out. And then, get ready. Each book we cover is going to take us forever. Really, we're going to be doing the same book for a very long time. But don't worry. Because how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.